Hannah, Meryl. Dylan, Oak hasn't come on yet.
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'm being a little noisy here.
You know what? My pen is writing, so I'm going to have to leave for just a minute. And go get a pen from the other room. I'll be right back. So,
okay.
Okay, I'm back.
Hi, Abby, not yet.
Good evening.
Okay. Good evening.
So we are starting with the Parsha of Vayera from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. And we're going to start with Pasuk 13 in section 1. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutshab reisu ishkin te bithilu urhimu udhilu udhilu urhimu. L'yakda l'shem yud he bovate. V'yehuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kanane Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kananehu. Pasuk 13. Vayera Elav Amar Rabbi Abba Ad La Itkazar Avraham Hawa Atin Kewan De Itkazar Itkele Kola Ushra Aleya Shekinda Bishlimu Ikayaot Tahate Wu Yoshev Betahoel Wu Da Alma Ila'a Bishare Alhai Alma Tata'a Ematai Yehom Hayom Zimna Teteuta Dechad Tadik Lemishreveya. In explaining the words appeared to him, Rabbi Abba said that before Abraham was circumcised, he was blocked from receiving the supernal lights. As soon as he was circumcised, everything appeared, including all the lights, as his cover was removed, and the Shekhinah rested upon him in full perfection, as should properly be. Come and behold, it is written, and he sat in the tenth door. He refers to the upper world, to Bina, that rests upon the lower world, which is the Nukva. He asks, when does Bina rest upon the Nukva? And he replies, this is why the verse concludes within the heat of the day, when the passion of a certain righteous, who is the Yesod of Zeranpin, is aroused to rest in the lower world, which is the Nukva. That is when there is a mating between male and female. Then the Mohin of Bina dwell within the Nukva. My commentary. Read this well. You may read in other Kabbalistic writings that the female receives her Mohin from her husband during mating. This pasuk is actually explaining that part of the action and consciousness of the passion of the male and female towards each other causes the Mohin of the Bina to lower herself and provide the Mohin of the Malchut. This is how the Malchut grows to be equal to the level of Zeranpin. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Malchut grows through desire?
Please say again.
Malchut grows through desire?
The vessel grows through desire, yes. Malchut has no light of its own. It has no fulfillment of its own. As the desire of Malchut grows to be with Zeranpin, the vessel is growing. That is, the desire is a code word for consciousness. Consciousness is a code word for desire. They are the same thing. The size of the vessel spiritually is a function of the passion of the desire, the passion of the consciousness. Why does a little child who's been promised an ice cream cone rub his hands together or her hands together and lick his lips and do all of these other actions, telling the world that I have a big desire for what this is coming? Why do children do this naturally? They do it in every culture.
Anticipation.
And is anticipation part of the desire?
Most certainly.
No, certainly, or yes, sir?
No, it's the stimulation of desire. It's most certainly a part of desire.
Exactly. And that's what grows the vessel.
The vessel itself may not have any light, but what's contained within the vessel...
Okay. Is only going to be what the vessel desires.
Okay.
There's no other reason for any of the fulfillment to go into a vessel that doesn't have a desire for it.
No. No.
The vessel's desire is what causes the light or the fulfillment to come into the vessel, because the light wants to be revealed. It can only be revealed when it's in a vessel, when it has a garment that it's wearing. The garment is its vessel.
Right.
And that's how the vessel shares with the light, by providing the ability to reveal what the light, what it desires, what the light created it to desire. And this is how the circuit of energy is constantly being recreated and constantly being rebuilt. The light wants more of that essence to be revealed, which means the desire needs to grow. And what causes the vessel to grow is desire, but on another level, on the level of the Sephirot, the upper three Sephirot, Keter, Chachma, and Bina, are not in Malchut. They're not in the physical world. But as the desire grows, the passion grows, more of the fulfillment comes, that the brains, which is Keter, Chachma, and Bina, the upper Sephirot, flow into the Malchut. And that's the effect of the desire, and that's how the vessel grows.
Okay.
Can we say that that was what was happening to the Sephirot on Zod Hanukkah, because our anticipation of the organus coming into our homes, our vessels, our the energy of the day, all of the things.
Yes.
That was what was happening.
A way of the metaphor, the way of it's described, is that the light of Malchut came into the vessel of Bina.
Mm-hmm.
But the light of Malchut cannot fulfill the vessel of Bina. But it was a beginning, and then each night that light of Malchut flows to a smaller vessel until it reaches its correct vessel of Malchut on the eighth day. But then all of the other vessels that were stimulated by that light coming into it, first to Bina, then to Chesed, then to Geburah, then to Tiferet, and so forth, that stimulation, that taste, that teasing, is how the vessel grew.
Well, that anticipation that we had this year that was just so strong, really much stronger than previous years, that's how I felt about it and saw the evidence in the other women that were here. Does that make a greater impact on the world? I mean, did it accomplish something greater because of our intent, because of anticipation?
What's the energy of 5780?
Shefa.
The concealed energy is Shefa. The revealed energy is compensation. What are you being compensated for? Having built the vessel. What is the fulfillment of the vessel? The Shefa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In 5779, what was the energy? It wasn't Shefa. It wasn't compensation. What you were sensing was a difference in the energy of the year.
Well, how
did you have that same?
Did
you have that same sense last year in the Hanukkah of 5779?
No, not that degree. I had it from my own home and my own personal knowledge about the.
But you didn't sense it about from other people.
No.
There was no coincidence. Why were you pushed to provide your home and to have the event? Was it intuitive that you had it? Or was, you know, something happened that said it's time, and so the energy of the
right.
year is much more supportive.
Well, I actually sense that when we said the blessing over the candle blessing, and, you know, it's my tradition that I like to open the door. I know the organus is metaphysical, that it's a physical thing, but I like the metaphor of opening the door and allowing it. But this year, I felt like we should open the back door. And it wasn't just circling thing within the home, it was going in the neighborhood and then the state and then the country and then Israel and then the whole world. And I felt like the lighting of the candles, that we changed it from a blessing, and I don't, maybe I should not say just, but a blessing to a sharing prayer extended across the universe.
Well, I mean,
that's consciousness,
yes.
That I
yes. And why didn't you have that same consciousness a year ago?
Probably because I wasn't in a sharing consciousness. It was more just me and Hashem and Tony, you know. And it wasn't the right time. And today I had the feeling that the reason I had trouble, felt, you know, all the chaos that happened in the week that had me to the very last minute, me that's always so prepared, that it had to take place because it was a birthing, it was like birth path. And when I think about what each person was going through to get here, we were all experiencing birth pains because something new was happening, not only with the idea of the organ ooze, but we were finally, after 4 years of wanting to form a life group, that it was finally coming to pass, and that all the frustrations and the tiredness and all the happenings that, each one of them had to get here, it made me see that they were all experiencing pains, which meant we were at Yesod, and it wasn't just, you know, it was creativity, not just sexual activity, you know, and that's where we were. And that once that time came that, you know, that we lit the candle, then it just all came together.
Hanukkah is the manifestation of the work that you do during the high holidays. Through the flood of Heshvan, you're looking at a 90-day period from the first of Tishrei until the second of Tevet. How many days? It's 91 days.
Mm-hmm. Ema, Mother, Bina.
It's Amy. All there.
Just yesterday, Judy and I talked about 91 and the Bina. And it was the unity of the spiritual and physical. You know, it's the amount of coins that we try to at least put the stock about to Bishbah. A lot of meaning. And the meaning of
Well, Hashem, it's all there. It's all accomplished. With the energy is here. The month of miracles has been created in each of our movies. And now we just get to sit back and watch it happen.
Well, I think, too, those blessings we've
got. We still have more work to do, which is called to Shovavim. So we have more work coming. Each week is week of a year builds on the week before. Each week of a year is connecting to the Sefirah that is associated with each what's supposed to be. The month of the week of Vayigash is the 12th week of the cycle. But it's three more weeks. It's the 15th week of the year. Because we don't start Bereshit on the first of Tishrei. We started 22 days later.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it? What does the number 15 represent? Yeah, Yud Hey, the upper worlds. But why is Hanukkah such a special holiday to everybody? oh, it's because the kids get all the presents and they're so happy and joyful. No, that's the effect. The energy is happy and joyful. It's being revealed. It's being taken out of its darkness. Organuz is hidden light. It's concealed. It's in a box. You got to open the box. And how do you open the box? You build the vessel. And how do you build the vessel? It starts on the first of Tishrei.
Well, the last class I taught, the class ended like the last week of May. And the very last remarks I tell them, far from Hanukkah time, is, and don't forget about the organus. No. And that was like 3 years ago was my class that I taught, the synagogue. So, I think even the Saturday morning that day, that everyday miracle, that it's going to take on a different meaning to us this year because of the potential that we built on the April 8th. So I think it's evidently the right year, right place.
Pasuk 14. Miyad Waisa Eina Wayar Vine Shalosha Anashim Nitzavim Alav Maninun Shalosha Anashim Ilein Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov Dekaimei Aliyah dehai darga uminaihu yanik beitzam. Immediately after the mating of male and female was completed, it is written, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And he asks, who are these three men? And he says, they are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet of Zeranpin, that are named Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he saw them standing over that grave, which is the Nukva. And from them the Nukva draws sustenance and nourishment. My commentary. Did you ask the question relating to Netzach, Hod, and Yesod? Feeding Malchut. So how does Malchut get fed directly from Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet? Perhaps that will be answered below, or perhaps one needs to think of terms of the unity of the crown of the penis with the vagina. Questions, comments, thoughts?
These two passages so clearly illustrate the sexual double entendres of the entire Zohar. And what's striking me is that Abraham was not able to receive until he removed his cover, and then Shekinah was able to come to him. But it was the male who had to be prepared. So she could come to him, and it seems that this passage is talking about the completion of the Shekinah.
It's talking about the unity of the Shekinah of with, the Shekinah, which is Malchut, with their Ankin.
Right, the unity. That can come only after the vessel is uncovered.
Only after the barriers
are removed. Take your blinders off. And then you can have a coupling.
Correct. What do you think happens in a marriage? When you go through the marriage ceremony, what is the major components of a Jewish marriage ceremony? You're under a chuppah. What is a chuppah?
It's a covering.
And what happens under that chuppah? There are seven blessings.
She removes her veil.
He removes her veil. Why? The Midrash says it's because the Levan fooled him with Leah. So every other groom has got to make sure it's the right person he's marrying. But that's all a physical explanation. Now put it in the spiritual. What is removing the veil of the bride? Which is what we talked about here.
Right.
What happens under the chuppah? The veil gets removed. Actually, the veil is removed in another room. But what's under the chuppah is the seven blessings. The Sheva Brachot is the phrase. Seven blessings. What are the seven blessings? The gluing together of the two half souls at each of the seven levels of consciousness that we call Sephirot. The souls need to be glued together in order for the unity to be permanent, right?
Yes.
Because the souls were torn apart as they came down into the physical world. They were one soul in the higher worlds. They're torn apart. And as we've all played with as children, we've tried to glue the torn papers back together, and they never fit exactly right, do they?
No.
And that's what the gluing of the Sheva Brachot does under the marriage canopy. It glues the two half-souls together so that there's no open space between them. And now you spend the next 100 years together finding yourself together, finding yourself where those open spaces and closing them up.
Yes.
We're out of time. So if you
Thank
want
you.
To continue this discussion about this verse 14, we can do so tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's Shabbat, Baruch Hashem. So we will continue it on Monday, or we'll just go on to 15, depending on what you guys call. So have a beautiful evening. Shabbat Shalom. There is another Zohar class at our 7 o'clock class, and that will be on the Parashah of Vayigash. Shabbat Shalom. Shalom Gadol.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.